Hi, everybody. Well, today is another program on BBS Radio. And today is our Wednesday show. The date is December 16th, 2015. So we'll clear the date for people. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll release from you an energy that you may have emotional situations going on, or A1 anyway. We can clear one of them. Hopefully you haven't had more than one. And also pink energy. Either one will work. So here we go. Think of what you want to have cleared. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll activate the light beam. So here we go. Light beam activation. And you can bring up what you choose to. 1, 2, or more. Sometimes you have multiple monitors. So here we go. I'll be energized to bring in peace energy, and it'll be taking away discordance in your room and yourself. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, we're ready for the show. So bring our co-host on, Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
I'm here, Ron. Hello, and hello, everyone out in the world, wherever you may be tonight. And welcome to the Creation Lightship Wednesday show. Hopefully we answer a lot of questions on the Wednesday shows that you may have. And if you wanted to write in any questions for tonight, we do have a lot in there, but we might still be able to get to them. So that address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, to start off the show, we have a great question. This is asked a lot, but it always deserves and gets a really good explanation because people seem to be interested. It says, we are told that we have never been or are ever alone in all reincarnations. This is usually a reference to us all having guides or angels, master teachers. Could you explain what those might possibly be, Ron, or how they could affect people?
Well, that's a good question there. Never being alone. Well, there's entities. Entities will come into you. So you're never alone with entities. Your only connection to source energy is spirit. So with that, you'd never be alone. If you can connect to your spirit, doing the mind to heart drop will allow you to do that. But your spirit's in non-judgment. So it can only work through you when you're in the now. It may not ever talk to you. So, although it can at different times, it gets to be kind of one of those weird situations because you don't know where this voice is coming from for you to do something, but that your spirit can't judge. So it may come to you and give you body movements or something, maybe, if you're in a dangerous situation, okay? But as far as deciding what to do, what to eat, or anything like that, your spirit's not going to talk to you. You know, what place to go to for a vacation, that's not going to be your spirit. What street not to drive down or which one's more positive, it's not going to tell you that at all. It's a non-judgment. So you're never alone, but your spirit is with you. So some people think that not being alone means that you're going to have guidance. Well, you don't have guidance with your spirit. If you're doing something in that present moment and you're out of time, then your spirit's working through you. It's not necessarily going to guide you for anything. Well, like tell you, don't do this, don't do that because you're in the moment. No. And so not being alone. You're not alone with people who live on the planet here. So on the real thing about thinking that you have something outside of yourself helping you, you are alone unless you bring that stuff into you. So you are alone until you bring it in, because you should be at peace. And when you're at peace, there's nothing going to connect to you because you're in peace. Anything that connects to you is going to be in judgment. So back to you.
Yeah, so like if, let's say somebody, they pray a lot or something, they're very religious and they've had ideas about maybe ascended beings or whatever visiting them or angels, what is it that people are seeing if they say, oh, I saw something, came to me, yeah, and it looked like Jesus or whatever. What is that?
Oh, it'll be entities posing that way. It'll be the aliens creating something that you're looking for. Remember, they're going to bring you what you need. So what you need is what you're asking for. So that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's in time energy. That's in the alien agenda. That's the mind control, the mind of God, if you want to use that term. You know, universal mind, collective consciousness. So all that energy is coming to you from darkness, and it will present itself to you if you're looking for it or requesting it. As far as entities, that would be angels. They'll come as entities, you know. And like I've said in the past, yeah, entities can give you good information. You know, let's just say that, you know, on the TV they have that Alaska Gold show. I saw it, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, and I put the TV on, and I normally just watch the Weather Channel, but somehow, it could have been on that one too, but, you know, I saw, you know, the people, you know, doing gold mining in Alaska. So let's just say that you go, oh, God, I need help. I'm praying religiously every day, and I need help gold mining. And I'm going to Alaska in a month. I need some help. Please help me. Well, you go to Alaska, maybe you picked up all these entities because you're requesting them to come to you. And maybe you say, oh, I only want to have gold miners that are angels, you know? And so whatever comes to you is going to come to you because you're requesting it. It's not that something's going to come to you out of the blue to be with you. Typically, they're not going to do that because they want to use you. So everything that's outside of yourself, angels, masters, you know, whatever is out there that you think is spiritually high or holy or whatever, that's all entities. And entities need to get energy, so of course they're going to come to you. Now, naturally, if you got a gold miner that died, and maybe they had a claim in the same area that you have a claim, maybe you're digging in their claim. Maybe you went there and you go, oh, I bought this claim to use for 3 months to dig gold or something, and that entity is outside there. And he goes, oh, you know, you said, man, I need some help with this here. I don't know what to do next, you know, as you're talking to one of your friends. Well, sure enough, this thing will come into you and give you all its tips if it wanted to about where to dig for gold and what to do and everything else, because it's been there, done that, and it might feel like, you know, this is its claim, but it wants to help you. So that's the way that works. So people who say they're channeling Archangel Michael, we're channeling the angels, and they do all this and that and the other, and I can give you good information. Well, information is information. And, you know, people can be read because they have their psychic billboard. And, you know, it could be 100% accurate. Doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that somehow you could get hooked up to it later on. They may like you more than the person that's channeling that energy. So now you leave there and you go, well, what happened to me? You know, I'm getting this information all the time, which you don't really want to have. So the information could be fine, but could be bogus completely. But, you know, there's no such thing as in light of a spiritual hierarchy. So I think we're talking about a spiritual hierarchy in darkness that's here, brought to you by the aliens and people who believe in mass consciousness and believe in these things helping them. And they keep perpetuating it because they run energy into it all the time, each time they pray or chant or whatever, to bring the energy in. But it's nothing that is from source energy. You know, it could be possible that it was from source energy, just like you yourself, and you got caught in the darkness, and it's stuck here. That could be a possibility. But if it's true source energy, it'll never talk to you. It doesn't have that consciousness. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't judge itself and cannot give information. So back to you.
So like a light being, unless they were you who has lived on this earth, do they not have the languaging to connect with us, or will they just not come into this density of darkness?
They won't come into darkness here.
Right. Okay. So what would be a better way? Let's say somebody's like, well, you know,
I know.
Really,
Yeah, I'll change that slightly. It's possible that some light beings could have come here and got overtaken by darkness. So let's just use that term, okay? And so the ones that got overtaken are no longer working with source energy. And so, you know, that's the bottom line. If you're not in the present moment, not in the now, and you don't live out of time, then you're not a light being. So that's the first thing. I have seen people say, well, I'm a light being. And I look at them, and I don't see any energy at all that relates to what I do and what I have. So they're just, you know, playing games with themselves, thinking that. So back to you.
Yeah, like maybe they've talked themselves into mentally believing they're, you know, superior in some way because they feel that that's something that's revered in our society right now. So let's say that a person is like, you know, it doesn't feel good for me to go to work. It causes me an extreme amount of anxiety, and I feel like I should quit, but I'm just not really sure. So would it be a good idea for that person to say, do the mind to heart drop and then ask their body and do muscle testing to get an answer? Because would that be their spirit talking to their body or give them an answer?
Well, no, the spirit won't talk that way. That the body may not want to go to work because it knows about energies there that could make it more corrupted. But your spirit is not going to say you should go to work or not, you know, because it lives in the now. So let me kind of rephrase that again. So let's just say that hypothetically, you know, you had the scare of something going on, I guess, yesterday, the day before, about all the Los Angeles school system being closed down from threats of whatever. Okay. So I guess you could say, gee, did my spirit tell me not to go to school today or tell my parents not to take me to school? No, it's not going to do that. Well, let's just say that, for instance, something like that happened, or even a car accident. Is your spirit going to tell you not to go in that car and not to go down the street? No. Why won't it tell you? Remember, it can't tell you. Why won't it? Because it doesn't live in time. So it doesn't know what time is. It just knows in the present moment. It's not going to be reading timelines that the darkness put on you. Now, your emotional body might be reading that, okay? But your spirit is not going to read what's going to happen in 2 seconds. So once you understand that, your spirit only lives in the present moment. And it's not going to give you any advice whatsoever because it doesn't live in time. There we go. So hopefully that answers that question for people. So more than likely it's your emotional body who is viewing timelines and who that can see things around you is going to typically tell you not to drive down the street, that you could have a problem in 2 seconds. That's going to be something else coming to you. It won't be your spirit, because your spirit knows nothing about timelines, and it's not going to see the future, because in source energy, there's no future, and there's no past. It's just living in the present moment in the now. Back to you.
Okay, so slightly different, but another interesting question that we had from a listener. What does it mean, Ron, when you say, as above, so below?
Well, it depends what I'm talking about. As above would be the alien agenda being transmitted to you, and as below is you down here receiving it. So as above, so below is strictly dark energies. As above, the spiritual hierarchy, the aliens transmitting programs to you, because you live on programs. You know, that's why you have your astrological chart and everything in the newspapers every day. You know, you can get a clue on that yeah, why are they doing that if I'm not programmed? You can say, I'm not programmed, but why do they have that in all the newspapers? Because they are programmed, or you are programmed, until you can get out of it, okay? So, as above is the alien agenda, Galactic Federation, whatever's out there controlling you, and below is you being here. And those two resonate back and forth to each other. So I don't know if I mentioned this on a call or not. I think I may have. I don't know. I talked to a couple people about it. But, you know, in the future, maybe in the very near future. Maybe it's already done underground anyway, where they invent things, you know, here on this planet and bring them up to the surface, and or bring that energy up into that mass consciousness cloud of inventions, and they get it downloaded into people who are kind of thinking the same thoughts. But just think, you know, on these video games that people play on their TV, and, you know, they probably, maybe next year they're going to bring out a thing where, gee, all you have to do now is take a picture of your face, put it on a little memory stick, and put it in the side of this new device, and now you can select which one of these people in there you want to have your face on. And all of a sudden you pop it in there, and now you are in that game playing with your face. And maybe you have all the people around, maybe who are doing it too. Maybe a couple people in the room, and you put their face in your face. And now you're doing what you're doing on that. And maybe, you know, from there they may say, gee, you know, we found a way to take your emotional body and your pain body and stick it into this little box too. So now when you're shooting your weapons at things, you know, all of a sudden if you get shot, you're going to feel it. So that, I'm sure, is going to be coming forth here. And if you take that even further, you go, geez, maybe the aliens are doing that. Maybe they have this fancy computer in front of them, and they're following me, watching me, making me do things that I really don't know what's happening, but I'm following that script, you know? And so kind of get a clue. That's what they're actually doing, in a sense. Because you're on a program, and they're watching you to make a mistake, to mess up, to hurt yourself. So they can't wait for that to happen so they can steal your energy. So how do you get out of that? You keep doing the mind to heart drop, and you stay peaceful. If they can't take anything from you, you know, then you know, they're not going to want you. So back to you.
So our goal is essentially to bore them to death. Bore them into ignoring us.
Yeah, well, kind of like, you know, somebody's, let's say you go out without your wallet, right? You have no money on you, and you walk down the street just taking your walk, and somebody's on the corner with a little tin can, and they're rattling it. They go, do you have any money? Well, you don't have any money. Say, nope, I don't have any money. You know? Now, if you had money, maybe they might sense that and ask you a few more times or something. But if you don't have anything on you, how can they take it from you? So that sort of falls into the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Yeah, and money is a form of part of your life force energy. It's, you know, you feel generally safe and good if you have it, and generally unsafe and not maybe so good if you don't have any. So,
yeah, you know, I see people sometimes they'll forget their wallet or their purse or something, you know. And you probably have all seen this happen, you know, in front of you. A person's maybe in the checkout line, and, you know, they got all checked out, and they go, okay, the bill's $49.20 or something, and you see them reach into their pocket, and they get that strange look on their face. Oh, geez, where'd it go? You know, where they look on the purse and start dumping the purse out, and now they're completely panicked. You know, are they panicked because they can't buy what they have on the counter? No. They're panicked because where did they misplace their wallet or purse, okay? And then let's step further. So the next thing would be, you know, I thought I had it with me when I left the house, so I must have been abducted, and it must be on that timeline that I got abducted to. And I kind of felt this store felt a little funny to me because when I walked in here, it was just clone people, and nobody had any energy. Maybe I'm not supposed to be here, you know? So then you go out to your car, and hopefully maybe you might start the day over again tomorrow on a timeline and have the money show up in your wallet or your pocket or your purse. So back to you.
Wow, it's so funny. It reminds me of a time when I did work in a store, and like about three times in a row, I found a $20 bill laying on the floor, and the person must have gotten all the way to the counter, and then they would come back because they knew they had been in my department, and they would say, you know, did you find some money? And I would say, yes, I did. Was it 20? You know, and they would tell me how much, and I would say, here it is. But I couldn't just bring it to the front because then anybody might take it. But boy, were they relieved to find their $20 because they, you know, came in specifically to buy whatever they wanted. So, but yeah, I've seen that panic before. So, you know, it's good to have money. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. Okay, so this is interesting. The next question, Ron, it talks about how in Genesis 1, there is a reference to us being made in the image of God. And we all know the God spoken of in the Old Testament is generally a different character than the God spoken of by Jesus. And I've also looked up recently what the origination is of the concept of going to church, like going to a building where you are worshiping other people or something. And that's really interesting. I should just say what that is because, and then I'll have you talk about how they relate. But I know that I was looking up this week and I just did a web search, like the origin or what the actual meaning of church was. And something came up, a web page, and it was talking about how at one point, I don't know if it was 500 AD or whatever, but I think it was the Emperor Constantine was actually a Mithra worshiper. So he wanted everyone to come into this specific place, and it became known as a church, to basically worship Mithra, but people were like not having it. And so he just said, no, what you're doing is worshiping Jesus and God. And then they came. And if they didn't acquiesce to his wishes to go to church and have their energy used for this purpose or whatever, you know, they were just promptly done away with. So anyway, I don't know if you have anything to say about that, Ron, about going to a certain place, how that would relate to church and how that relates to us being made in the image of God. Like, what does that have to do with aliens? How do all these things relate?
Well, all the bodies here are alien bodies, you know, and reformed, created by aliens. So that's what they would mean by that, is that you're an image. Much like, are you an image of your parents? Yeah. So you're an image of what created you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you went back to the original humans here, you know, whenever that would be, then you'd have to look to see how they got here. And they got here from aliens being brought down here. So that's the image there. You look like, in a sense, a person or people like your parents that made you. So, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, talking about that, I think the God Bear was the God that was more like a cannibal because he wanted to have sacrifices. So I guess that's the Jehovah. You know, they want to, you know, eat people in a sense, have people killed, the best animal, sheep or goat or whatever, and they also talk about, you know, people in the Bible that were going to kill their firstborn sons and do sacrifices. And then you have the story of Jesus where they were killing all the males. Well, where's all the end of you going to? It's, you know, it's going to the aliens that want to, you know, in a sense, eat people. Remember, you're thinking about real time here, time that doesn't stop for you, but time stops continuously. So where are you when you're not here? You know, that's the whole thing. If people were to understand that, it would be a lot more awakening to realize that you do want to be in the present moment. So they are not going to abduct you when you're not here. You know, you're not here typically when you're sleeping, because you eventually go to sleep, and then lo and behold, the clock's still ticking away, and you wake up at a certain time. And where were you when you were sleeping? Were you in your bed all the time? Remember, the aliens are in control of time. So you really don't know. So back to you. As far as the church energy, you know, do they pick a sacred place that had the right energy, you know, to that. You know, a lot of the places that you would see, they talk about how it aligns with the moon and the stars and this and that. And, you know, a certain time of the year, it's, things are in alignment. You know, they have shows on that. Didn't Indiana Jones have that similar show where something lined up and, you know, it showed going through one particular thing in the, you know, a statue or something going to somewhere else to point the right direction at the given time. Well, these things are put in place by the aliens so that, you know, they have a record and know exactly where something's going to be. And all this stuff is, you could use the word PowerPoint, power places, and that's what they have the people here do. But the people here that are doing that may be an alien themselves, shape-shifting, and they look like somebody else or whatever, and they figure all this stuff out. So they do work with the Earth ley lines. That's the energy that the Earth has, you know, running from place to place. And then you have the grid lines that kind of are more, you know, I believe, connected to the alien agendas, like where you're living and stuff, where you can't move. But the ley lines are actually, I believe, a Earth energy that the Earth, you know, transmits. And people know about that, and they'll put their place at the highest, say, power point in these locations. So I won't get into that too much. But, you know, I think the Vatican has made that way, and, you know, Washington, D.C. made that way. You know, this is probably old news to everybody. But why did they make it the way it looks? Why do they use the Pentagon and, you know, the different energies, statues, you know, building locations in the exact same place to make a certain geometric design? We'll just use it that way. It's because they needed that energy to help control people. So back to you.
Wow, interesting. I do know that another thing that is ley lines that cross is Roslyn Chapel, and it's one of the last standing Catholic chapels in Scotland, and most of them were destroyed, but it still stands, and it has a lot of interesting energy there. So that's all ley line stuff. But back to that question about being made in the image of God, I know that also there is a certain speaker out there who talks about all this type of thing going back to way far back in history in every culture, and he always says they made us. They, you know, they gave us their brain. And I do know that the medical, you know, people have recognized that inside the human brain, which is generally a mammal, they call it the R-complex, and it is related to all of your animalistic type of instincts, desires, hierarchy, territories, stuff like that. So when you say that, like, let's say, the aliens have made our bodies, does that mean that they kind of genetically modified our bodies, but the creation light ship made our spirits?
Well, initially your body came from somewhere. Was your body created from source energy according to a blueprint? And did you as a spirit create your body? So all these are questions that, you know, could all probably be yes. So let's just say that somebody on this planet was created from source energy completely, okay? 100%. And then they started getting into mind energy, and that turned them into darkness. And now they had a child, okay? They conceived. But somebody that maybe either was from true light, hypothetically, as a light body, and it became physical. Is that child going to be contaminated? Yes. And so automatically the child now would have light in the body, just like you have. Everybody listening has this. But it chose judgment, too, because the parents gave a judgment. And so Now the body is completely contaminated. And so the body did come from light, but it chose through the thinking process to chose darkness. And when it chose darkness, now it's contaminated. And so now that person is having a zillion kids. So all these kids are now contaminated, okay? If that would be a possibility. So were they from light? Yeah, initially, yes. Huh? And did they choose darkness? Yes, they did. And that's why the body's contaminated. So that's how you have to look at aliens, you see. So, you know, if they chose light, there'd probably be really no bodies here on this planet, because they'd be light bodies. They wouldn't probably have, you know, a physical form, or at least if it did have a physical form, then it would not have any type of genetics in it, because it would be a first-cause creation. Okay? Because light creates from blueprints, in a sense. That's the easiest way to say it. And every time it's created, the one that the spirit will say that's going to create this life form will create one out of its own way that it would like to create it. So we'll have all these blueprints available on the light ship of what a butterfly will say could look like, all different colors, and it will choose its creation, make the blueprint, and it will materialize as it comes into that life form, okay? It's not that the life form is separate. It becomes that life form. Now here, unfortunately, the spirit comes into a given life form that's corrupted, and that's through your genetics, through your alien connection to the darkness energies, and that's the way it works. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, it's actually, right when you said that, all I could think was we were always told that we were all born with original sin and there was nothing we could do about it. That's just the way it was. And do they just mean like, yeah, you're already born into darkness because your family, you have your family's DNA and you're part of that, and they were in judgment and darkness, and now so are you?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily original sin. The original sin, if there was one, you know, if there was no people on the planet here, and you were to say original sin on one or two people that came here, well, that original sin came from the aliens. So the aliens brought that corruption with the DNA in the body. So that's the original sin, okay?
Yeah, because sin is just a separation from, it just means separation, right?
I guess it could. It may mean different things to different people. But it's a contamination of mind energy connecting to your genetics, which is causing you to have a corruption of your body. So your body's corrupted. And throughout every lifetime, that corruption brings you into different events and situations, because your body will kill itself to get well. That's why people die. It's trying to release this stuff. Unfortunately, most people don't get a clue, and it gets worse each time you have a similar incident.
Yeah, so each time you hit on a timeline that has affected you previously, it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse, right?
Well, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so that's why it's important to get off a timeline. So if anyone is a newbie on the show tonight, Ron does have a timeline crash program on his website where you can put in whatever situations you are experiencing over and over again and take yourself off of that timeline, so hopefully it is not recreated again. And when you do that, you also take off other people that may already be on that timeline. So timeline crashes are very effective and very useful and very good things to do.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Talk about an issue that's on timelines, okay? So let's just say that you're semi-conscious, okay, and you've never been sick before in your life. And you're now, never had a sore throat, okay, or runny nose or anything, or the flu. We'll just use the word the flu. That, I don't know how many people have had the flu, but being sick. So all of a sudden, at the age of 10, out of nowhere, you get sick, okay? And you have no reference for this. And you go, what's going on with this, you know? my body has aches and pains in it. You know, maybe it's the flu and you feel like the life force energy is going away. And you go, ah, I see that one timeline. Somehow I must have caught something from somebody else on a timeline. And I'm going to get off this one timeline because I don't want ever want to be sick again. Been there, done that. So you crash that one timeline. Remember, you only had one of these. And now it's gone for you forever. So now you talk about it, you know, 40 years later, you know. You say, somebody says, oh, I've been sick all the time. You go, you have. I've only been sick once in my life. And I got off that timeline, and I'm not sick since then. And the person goes, geez, I get sick, you know, every winter. And, you know, I have this congestion. And at least, you know, six times a year I'm sick. And you'd look at them and say, boy, you know, you're on all these timelines getting sick. Why are you choosing that? Okay? And so naturally then, you know, you may not understand that. And you, you know, now have a couple of kids and you passed on your sickness, right? It's in your genetics. You gave your children that gift of being sick. And now they're getting sick. And you go, well, you know, I've been sick, and they're sick. Well, of course they're going to be sick. I know what sickness is. You know, they were out too late or whatever else, you know, and they're sick. Well, they're only sick because it's in your genetics. So remember, everybody on the planet here and their ancestors have always been sick. So why do you think you get sick? You know, because you're on those timelines. When you're in the now, those timelines don't exist, neither does sickness. That's why you want to clear yourself out of situations, because it will keep coming back to you, because it has to. The aliens love that. They go, oh, it's that time again, it's coming February. You know, every year of that person's life, they've been sick in February, and I want to own the real estate in February because they're going to be sick, and I can steal lots of energy from them. So anyway, that's another way of looking at the whole thing. As if it was like your first time that something ever happened to you, and you go, yeah, I don't like this, you know. I'm not going to do it ever again. And you get off the timeline, it'll never happen to you. Maybe you're curious about being sick. So anyway, back to you.
So, yeah, if you're curious about being sick and you're researching it online, then you might end up actually getting more of that or bringing it towards you.
Yep, so. Because you are choosing to investigate something. And how far do you want to investigate it? And are the aliens watching you when you're going on your computer? You have one of those cameras in your eyes and they go, ah, you know, they're looking at leukemia. Oh, boy. We're going to give them leukemia now. Back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so this is an alien question talking about one of our listeners is wondering, like, do the alien leaders force the alien, I guess, drones or the people, the beings below them into submission by persecuting them, and that's why they're doing it to us, or is it just like a mind energy and they are doing what they're told?
I can't say they're going to be persecuted. I don't know about that. You know, they're just strictly following a script like you are. Mm-hmm. And maybe they have more programs, and the programs, good or bad, is what they're running. You know? So mm-hmm. they're just being controlled by other aliens, just like you're being controlled by other aliens. And from there, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what happens. It's how they're connected to something that's controlling them. That's why I said, you know, the aliens want to get out of here. They're tired of probably doing this job. So back to you.
They're probably like, well, I'm really bored with this now. So is there anything else we could do?
They're just thinking of the poor alien who has one of those game things, you know. Nintendos or whatever, right? Whatever you call them, and he's, you know, using his fingers to push all those buttons to move stuff around. Man, maybe he's got arthritis, you know? He goes, I don't want to do this anymore. And the guy ahead of him goes, work, work, faster, faster. He goes, yeah, but I gotta go so, you know, faster, faster. He'd like to get out of that role, probably. as he's controlling you. You're in that game board. So, back to you.
Yeah, so that's why it's actually probably a very merciful thing to do the alien clearing that we have every now and then, because you're actually helping them and you're helping us, because then they're kind of getting away from us. So that's a good thing. So if anyone needs that sent to them.
And you want to do all the free clearing. You want to do all those free clearings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just doing it once may not solve all your problems. I get emails from people, and they say, Ron, I did this. They say, well, like, for instance, you know, I have this situation going on. And I go, okay. You know, it's an emotional situation. I go, okay, you have that emotional situation. Well, have you done the emotional clearing? They go, oh, yeah, I've done that. I did that 10 years ago. I go, well, do you get the unlimited? Unlimited? What's that? You mean I got to keep myself cleared? You know, I go, well, you know, hello, you know. So, you know, the clearings are there to help you. They're not going to, by you doing one clearing, and maybe you say, I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to do this one clearing for 10 hours in one day. And you think it's going to be good for the rest of your life. Well, remember, it only works when you're doing that clearing. Because it cleans out stuff that you are requesting to have cleaned out. Okay? And after that, the clearing is not working for you. Hopefully, when you clean yourself out, you're not going to have dirty dish water left over to wash your dirty dishes and even dirtier water. Okay? So once you get it cleaned out, then out of you, then normally stuff won't get activated because there's no reason, because you're clean. It's up to you to contaminate yourself all over again. But you do have to be proactive with your life. If you go out and see people, they're going to contaminate you. So, of course, you want to keep doing clearings to get yourself uncontaminated. And that's why we have the unlimited versions of the different clearings. So just by doing, like, a whole lifetime clearing, if you did it, like I say, 2 years ago, well, you were covered 2 years ago on back to your birth of what you brought up, you know, from your genetics, and that's what you experienced. Those emotional traumas and dramas. Well, when the clearing stops, you're not covered. You know, you don't have a way to have that clearing work in the future, because it only works in the now. And it took your now and all your now that you lived on these timelines or in the genetics in you and got rid of it. So what you create after you do a clearing, that is just because you've done it, is not going to help you in your future. That's why you need the unlimited to stay cleared out. So if you're wondering, that's a $50 cost if you want to have the unlimited clearing for the whole lifetime clearings. That way you're current. Things will start happening. People will trigger you. And then you want to have the clearing. But you got to stay proactive. And just doing like one clearing on the free clearings, you know. We'll say you do one of the keyword clearings that's free. And you think, oh, I got rid of that thing off me. Well, it could stay off you, possibly. But until somebody contaminates you or the aliens want to work with you, that they can still bring it into you. Just because you did a clearing according, you know, it just clears that incident at that particular moment. It's sort of like, you know, a person goes to the doctor, right, and you have a broken arm. And the doctor sets your arm, puts a cast on it, and you go, well, doctor, am I never going to have a broken arm in my life again? I have one now, but because you're doing this, I'm going to be free of having broken arms for the rest of my life. Is that true? He'll look at you like, hello? You know, get a clue, you know? So back to you.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you break your arm again or fall out of a tree, then guess what? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Same thing. So, well, we have a testimonial here, Ron. It says, I love Mondays now because I get to listen to Ron on BBS Radio. So I'm going to give the phone numbers in case, I know some people access the radio show by going on the website, which is totally fine. But if you're ever away from home or you're not connected to a computer and you happen to have a cell phone, there are phone numbers that you can call to listen to the full shows as well. So for Monday, the number is the same as Wednesday, and that's BBS Radio 1, and that phone number is 716.
248-0150. And if you want to listen on Friday and Saturday nights, that number is 716-748-0144. And so the times are in California, I know the Monday show is at 4 o'clock. Central time is 6 o'clock. And then the Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday shows, it's either 7 o'clock in California or 9 o'clock Central time. And so hopefully that helps some people access the shows a little better so we can all enjoy our Mondays from now on. At least it's something to look forward to on the beginning of the week.
And that's okay. Why I picked that time slot a long time ago when I got on BBS. On the Monday show, I wanted to pick it so that the people back east, that would be 7 o'clock, would be able to listen to the program. Because there are people that need to go to work, you know, later. And that's kind of the quandary that I had initially was being in California or actually being anywhere in the States, you know. You need to pick a time that people around you are going to be able to come into some of the calls. So that's why I chose 5:30 for conference calls. It's maybe too early for some of the Californians there or people, you know, on the West Coast. But I couldn't go much past that because then I'm looking at 9:30. If I went an hour later, said it is 6:30 Pacific time, then that'd be 9:30, you know, back east. So what do you do, you know? So it's really don't need this time zone stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't get it.
Anyway.
I don't know why it's not all the same thing. So one of our listeners has also written in saying, haven't we come here again and again to grow our spirit or our consciousness or our awareness? And I think it's kind of a question maybe about what is karma? Aren't we here to learn our lessons?
Well, I've got to laugh at okay, so to have your spirit grow, well, each lifetime that you live, you're decreasing your spirit energy. So you're not growing anything. Being taken away from you. So, number one, when you first came here, you're full of spirit energy. In fact, don't you see all those old pictures in the churches? Where people have halos on them. I won't say that's a halo of light, but they, you know, they do have, a glow to them. Okay, so we'll just assume that it's light. Okay, so you see all these people with this auric field around them radiating light. Well, you see that today? Hello? No, you don't see it. Why is that? Because you lost your spirit energy. Each time you live here, as you do things, go to churches, do chants, do prayers, you start losing part of yourself because the aliens take it. So each lifetime you're weaker and weaker and weaker. This is just the facts. You don't have to feel bad about it. You know, that's just the way life is here. It's part of their system. So as far as trying to educate your spirit, each time you try to educate it, we'll say by doing things here, you're actually sabotaging it and it's losing out and it's being abducted and it can never come back to you. So that's what happens. So you're not here to get spirit consciousness, to make your spirit learn something. It probably would say, you know, if it had a choice, it would not come back here at all. But the dark side slams, dunks it back into a body through with genetics to cause it harm and to contaminate it. And that's what each lifetime is about. So your only karma that you have is when you initially chose a body from the darkness, the other side, that through that white light tunnel, and you're there with whatever you believed in as a religious deity or entity, you normally see that first. If you believed in rabbits saving you, you're going to go down that white light tunnel and see some bunny rabbits. And you go, oh, boy, I found my savior. And this is the spiritual consciousness that I need to get into. And there's the bunny rabbit looking at you with its little ears wiggling. And then it'll say, okay, over here, you did a great job in your last lifetime. And you got to come back because, you know, you stepped on that poor ant or you made a baby cry or you actually killed somebody. And so what we're going to do to you now is have you pick a body that's kind of similar to all these traumas that you caused other people, and you're now going to pick those bodies And along with that, you may have a trade-off where you can do something that you really want to do. What do you want to do? So pick your parents that maybe are candlestick makers. And you go out and you look for candlestick maker parents, and you get a candlestick maker family, and they're making candles. And now your neighbor that you killed in that last lifetime, that's probably in your soul family, is there causing you harm. Maybe he's throwing stones at you all the time, or she is, or they're doing bad things to you, and you go, wow, why am I having all these troubles with this person? Well, because your karma caught up to you. The darkness does not want you to forget that. So the only way to solve your karma probably would be not to be there and not to come here. So that's the process. So back to you.
Right, but we haven't got a choice. We have to come back up until now. So that's how it's been for the last several thousands of years. Okay, so, Ron, we're getting to the end of the show. I just wanted to make a quick little acknowledgement before we were cut off. Ron has another healing session coming up on the 20th, which is Sunday, and it's 8 hours. The times, the dates, and the phone numbers to call in if you want to do that can be accessed at the front page of the website on the very top. And it was wonderful because last week, Ron took out a lot of hooks and pin energies that were left in all of us, and I can say that, wow, it was very, very, very beneficial to be on that particular call. And every week it's something different, whatever Ron feels that his audience needs, okay? And great, so we just have a few more minutes, and so I wanted to say we've had a couple people write in wondering how to access the radio archives because they maybe can't go to the live show or they want to get extra information, which is probably the best way to get extra information is to just listen to Ron and constantly talking about this and why he's here and what he does and how it all works. And so you can access those on the radio shows. And I'm still finding it under the BBS radio button and the CTR radio button, where it says archives. When I click on that, I still get a list of shows. Now, I know BBS is asking for donations because they're running a drive to create some funds for the radio show. So if you want to donate to them, you're welcome to. But I believe that they are still here available for free to listen to until further notice. So if somebody's not finding that.
Yeah, the ones that we have up are free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how current they are, okay? So, you know,
well, what about,
you know, are free. They may not be up to date, but I never have checked it. So last time I checked, it was maybe like about 6 months out of date. Regardless, you know, you can always pay BBS to hear the archives. And the ones that we have, just feel that as a gift, and they're free to you. Back to you.
Yep. Right now, the latest one I'm seeing is 11/16/2015, so that's pretty up-to-date. I think they're constantly putting them on this free area under archive on Ron's web sheet. The person may have found, I haven't checked, if the library archives are not. They used to be the most up-to-date ones, but so recently, it looks like the under archives on the website, it's 11/16 is the most current one, but that's pretty up to date. So I'm sure they'll keep putting them up there. So I always think that the old radio shows are really fantastic to listen to. I get a lot of answers, and Ron does a lot of healings. He just goes over and over and over certain healings so that you can see if that works for you, if it's something that maybe you want to buy a whole life healing for, if you feel that it was very beneficial. Okay, Ron, anything else?
I don't know. Let's see.
We're
going to have a new clearing put up probably within a couple of weeks, I'm hoping. And
okay.
I'll kind of describe that. I got maybe a couple minutes here. The clearing is to restore the body blueprint that you have, that the aliens have worked with your RNA on as you have situations and problems coming up. They focus on that, and then they jump off of those problems and start taking away your life force energy. And so typically when you maybe get, above 40, you start losing your life force energy, which is because your blueprint is corrupted. So the clearing will be up, and it will need some prerequisites for it, emotional body, unlimited version of that, because you should be current. You know, that's one that you need to have current. The mental body, set sequence, timing body. I think there's maybe one or two more, which I just can't think of. It'll be up unless somebody can jot it in here. But it's a great clearing. The only downside of it will be, and you have to listen to this very carefully, okay? So let's say you have a situation or a problem, and it happened that you know about in this lifetime. Well, you know that everything new, like we talked about, is in your genetics. So as you start to clear out something that you have an issue with, this could go back, you know, a long time ago as you're having darkness energies. And so you, by doing this clearing, I would definitely recommend also, and I should probably even put it as a prerequisite, you want to have your dark side practitioner clearing and your curse of sex is spell. Mainly because you may start working with something not knowing that it came from complete darkness. And you got hooked up by some energies, let's just say 3,000 years ago. And maybe your ancestors, you know, were working with black arts. And this little problem that you have today because your blueprint's off started back then. And maybe they did worshiping some really, you know, dark side beings that were here, but you know nothing about it. So you're opening up a can of worms, okay, by doing this clearing. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just trying to tell you what could happen. So you could be dealing with stuff that is like haunting you, not knowing what it is, because remember, it wasn't activated in this lifetime. And as you're looking for a situation that is activated, the roots of it may go back a long time ago. So that's why you probably need those two other clearings to deal with this dark energy. You could have had your ancestors having a completely dark life, living in darkness only. And you're going to be stirring the pot up. And so that's what I will say about that clearing. The clearing is $50. And so, you know, I don't want to talk anybody out of it, but I want you to know that it could be unpleasant, and you may be dealing with stuff that you don't know anything about. That's why you want to have those two clearings under your belt. So we'll be ending our program now. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So dropping down, here we go. Command in your spirit. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 is taking your thoughts into your heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, all.